right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you. I pray that your mental health gets better and you have more of a peace of mind. And I just hope that the Most High fixes your situation and helps you out through your circumstances. Shalom, people. Shalom, family. Greetings, greetings. Welcome, people. All tribes, all nations, all tongues, all peoples, all four corners of the earth, God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. I got much love for you all heavy, all right? I hope that this past week has been a blessing for you all. I pray that you have good days recently and upcoming better days. I pray that you had a good weekend this past weekend and better weekends ahead of you, and bless Sabbaths as well, all right? So, brand new month of April, all right? We're in a new month, new season, all right? New energy, so different things, different transitions. You know what I'm saying? Spring season is really going through and through. A lot going on in the world, but here we are worshiping and praising the Lord through every season. Amen. And we just got to take it day by day out here. You know what I'm saying? We still have to enjoy our lives and have full joy and gladness. And we also still have to face whatever circumstances that we're dealing with and improve ourselves through it, you know? So a lot going on all four corners of the earth. You know, it's a lot of weird tornadoes and storms all throughout the Midwest and the South, all types of weird stuff going on. So you've seen a lot of prophetic things, a lot of natural disasters, a lot of good, bad, and ugly, a lot going on. A lot of people going through devastating things out here. So we've got to send out some prayers and comfort and any help or donation we can to whatever cause or situation out there, anybody suffering or dealing with or what have you. You know what I mean? And let us be compassionate and mindful of other scenarios, all right? And, yeah, it's a lot going on. I keep hearing this thing about different countries joining up, starting a new currency. I'm seeing that, like, all over Instagram and Twitter. So I'm telling you, it's a lot going on out here economically, mentally, physically, emotionally, health-wise. It's a lot going on. So we have to keep the Lord first. We have to stay prayed up. We cannot be in fear. We trust in the Lord, and we know he's the ultimate provider, and we know he always looks out for his people, all right? He always protects his people. He always guides us and keeps his promises, all right? So we have to really embrace the covenants that he gave us. We have to really start living our lives for him. We have to love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. We have to really love one another as we love ourselves. We have to obey the gospel, do the law, such as commandments, keep the commandments. We have to do Father's will. We have to do Father's business, all right? We have to keep spreading his word and his love. We have to keep doing what God called us to do, amen? Being our purpose and being unity, all right? So a lot going on, all right? So let's take it one day at a time from now on, amen? Now, today's message, I'm going to do this church note from Jen DeLeon, all right? The title of the church note is called Rip Up Your List, Part 2. So with this church note, there was a part 1 to it. I did this one like probably months ago, probably like late last year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So this is another church note from Jen DeLeon. Yes, yes. I just hope that it blesses you all. You can apply it to your life. You know what I mean? So we're going to run through this Jen DeLeon church note. We're going to close out with prayer and a priestly blessing and from there. All right. So here we go, people. All right. Let's see what we have here. Jen DeLeon, Rip Up Your List, Part 2. Feeling frustrated? Well, this message will tell you exactly why. Also, I sent you part 1 of Rip Up Your List back in September. If you missed it or don't remember it, go search for it in your inbox because it's really good. Rip Up Your List, Part 2. God wants you to win in relationships. If you believe that, you have to put God in the front of your relationships. We made a list without God, how we want our relationships to be, what time we want our relationships to start, how we want to be business and a success, etc., etc. A lot of people are frustrated in their life right now because your list does not look like God's list for you. Whenever you start trying to function out of your list, what ends up happening is you use up a lot of effort and energy that produces no results. Formula of frustration. Fabrication expectations plus failed reality equals feelings of frustration. Rip the list. Things that are great, but not God's best for us. If you want to see what God has for you, you have to let go of what you have for you. If you want what God wants for your marriage or your singleness, or you have to let go of what's in your hand. God says you have to figure out why it's important to stop making plans without me. Rip up your list because God is more committed to your destiny than he is to your desires. Do you want what you want, or do you want what I want for you that I know will fulfill you. There is no excuse for what God can do in your life if you surrender to his plan. Now we're going to go into the book of Genesis, chapter 40, verse 20 through 23. Now the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hands. But he impaled the chief baker just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. All right, so that was just an example of what this church note is related to with those scriptures. Let's continue with the church note. Some of us have been missing what God is trying to do in this season where we're at right now because we have the wrong attitude going into it. I can't stand this job. I can't stand these people. I can't stand this family. You're missing it. What happens when you're faithful but still got forgotten? Because many of us have not ripped up the list and we're bitter now because we were faithful and someone still forgot about us. You were faithful but stayed in a place you were undervalued. Don't focus on being forgotten about and remember who loves you. Rip up your list because you've loved even when you feel left behind. God is with you. You've been waiting for someone to apologize and tell you you're worth it. If you're going through hell right now, you have to remember that God is using everything that if you surrender, he will turn that whole thing around. The love of God is what you've been searching for. That's why you keep having failed relationships and businesses. It started with trust in the Lord with all your heart, but then because it took too much time. God stands outside of time and looks at your purpose, not the clock. We try to dismiss our emotions, but God is not offended by your reality. This is trash, but I trust you. The words God has spoken over you, whether you believe it or not, is coming to pass. The thing you need to start praying for more than a man, business, a word from God, and confirmation on what God is trying to do. You don't need what you want to happen. You need what God wants to happen. A word from God is worth ripping up your list. Everything has happened just as he predicted. Your name is on somebody's list while you feel like you're at the worst place of your life and nothing can happen. God says don't be mad and serve the season you're in. Don't try to jump steps. Stay right where I planted you because someone is talking about you right now at your next level of promotion. Your name is in rooms you haven't been in yet. It's not because of your good deeds, your good words, or how many Instagram followers you have or your connections. It's because of your obedience. Most of us, the places we want to be, our character doesn't match. God is using this pit season of betrayal because he's developing something in you. Even when you don't see it, he's working. Even when you don't feel it, he's working. Rip up your list because you're needed where you're not known. Don't give up now. Don't be stuck to your list at this moment and find my will. You're needed where you're not known. And if you give up now, you won't be able to see what God has for you. God said, even though you think you messed up my plan, I'm still going to do what I said. Delayed doesn't mean denied. God doesn't leave anything unfinished, but it may not be finished with you if you disobey. God can redeem time. When you rip up your list, everything starts to change. God wants to use you beyond you. The greatest thing you've ever thought about yourself is still below the lowest God thinks about you. Stop trying to skip the process. Obedience makes you obvious. When you walk into the room, can people tell you're filled with the Spirit of God? God says, I'll bring the right relationships in the right place. A lot of people, your husband, wife, is waiting for you in a place where you're not at yet. God can't give them to you in the place you're in now because if you get them there, you'll be bound. The right person is always in the right place. Even in business, God knows you're in the wrong place right now, so he can't bring the people with the financing, your partners. They can't find you in that place. You'll be prisoned. Rip up your list and let God redefine it. The better we starts with a better me. If you don't rip up your list, you will never become the person you need to be to do the purpose God's called you to do. You have to rip up your list because other people's survival is dependent on you surrendering to the season. Amen. That's a church note right there. Jen De Leon, Rip Up Your List Part 2. Love this church note a lot. You know, I love it a lot because it boils up to the book of Proverbs when it talks about a man's heart has many plans, but the counsel of God is what stands and how God direct our paths and our steps. And it's about God's will that matters over our own will. You know, we always have these different plans, desires, agendas, intentions, or selfish ambitions or emotions or views of things. But it's all about God's will, God's glory at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And when you want to be really used by God, you have to get out of your own way. And I speak for myself as well, because throughout my lifetime, and all of us can all speak for this, we have all made things more difficult than it is. We've all been frustrated with our own self-inflicted bad choices, or trying to do things that wasn't really God's will. We try to do things and then we try to slap God on top of it. It doesn't really work that way. We have to submit to God. We have to surrender, submit to his will. We have to report to the Lord and say, Lord, what is your will? Where do you need me to be? Is this where you want me to be at the moment? What do you want me to do while I'm here? You know, that's how you really put God first. You have to really like constantly humble yourself, constantly like, you know, just constantly surrender to him. You know what I mean? That's what he wants out of all of us. You know, Abraham surrendered to God all the time and always followed him and always obeyed him. You know what I'm saying? And all most of the followers did in the scripture. So we have to keep it that same way the prophets and the forefathers did and paved out the way for us. Amen. So let us continue our walk with God, our journey in an obedient fashion. Let everything be done in decency and order. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Let us trust in the Lord and his plan. Let us trust in his words and confirmation. Amen. Because in this season that we're in, what we're going through right now as a people, we definitely need the Lord to guide us more than ever. Because y'all see the direction this world is going in. Y'all see how misleading things are out here. Y'all see how chaotic this world can be. You know what I'm saying? We really have to really put God first from now on, all right? So let us do that from now on, amen. So there you have it, y'all, all right? That is the church note. I hope that it has blessed you all, and I hope that you can apply it to your personal life and that you could really start making better choices for the Lord and really put him first and report to him for everything from now on, you know what I mean? Because people are too self-willed. Not too many people are God-willed, father-willed, you know, father's business. You get what I'm saying? So those are the most two important things, father's business, father's will. Amen. So let us keep it that way, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten son who died for our sins. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. So here we go. Yes, yes. Amen. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam. He is the hope for humanity. He is the advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner of the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, the king of Israel. Yes, yes, he's the king of kings. Amen. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yehovah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh, Yahweh, HaYeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming Father, the consuming fire, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the sufficient one, the sustainer. Yes, the Lord of all, the name above all names, the government rests on his shoulders. Yes, yes, Hosanna, Hosanna, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the Resurrector, the Revelation, the Revelator, yes, the Righteous One, the righteous branch, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh. The Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. He is the way, truth, and life. Amen. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, yes. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, loved, embraced. Clean slate, clear conscience, new mind, new heart, new soul, new creature in Christ, born again, repentance, baptism, stability. I speak that over your life. I speak stability over your life. Amen. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. We gotta keep on praising the Lord through it all. Amen. Gotta keep your head up for the Lord. Yes, yes. Do Father's will, Father's business from here on out. Amen. Let us stay strong for the Lord. Stay strong. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. All right. Yes, you got to be more strong, courageous, more than ever in these end times. Amen. Yes, the Lord is protecting us. He's looking out for us. Amen. Let us stay in his presence. Let us stay doing his will and his business. All right, so there you have it, y'all. All right. That is the message for today. The church note from Jen DeLeon. Rip up your list, people. Whatever plans or agendas or selfish ambitions you have, rip it up and get rid of it. Do Father's business. Do Father's will. Do the law, statutes, and commandments. Do the gospel. That still voice that's speaking to you, that the Lord is speaking to you, let that voice guide you. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. It is the helper. Let the Spirit of the Most High guide you from now on. Amen. Yes, yes. Do not be driven by other people, that competitive spirit, the competition spirit. Don't be driven by social media. Let the Spirit of God drive you. Let the Spirit of the Lord guide you in your steps and your path. Stay on that narrow path for the Lord. Have more discipline. Be more firm. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. So what I would love to do his priestly blessing and close out, all right? Let's get it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yes, yes, shalom, amen. So there you have it, y'all. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life over from the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings, and you change your ways. And I pray that you start doing Father's will, Father's business for the rest of your life, and you keep putting him first, and you always do his plan, his will. Amen. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.